Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Squawk 7000 with a roundup of aviation news for this week starting October 10th. For the winter months, we'll bring you the headlines in association with flyinginireland.com. I'm Michael Cummin. In the headlines, Ryanair announces a new Dublin to Cluj route, Funfly Aerosport Flying Club feature on RT Radio's Claire Byrne show, the Airline Pilot Club restart their Tuesday webinar series, and Aer Lingus returns to Hartford with news of more transatlantic routes. The DAA today announced a further easing of contingency measures at Dublin Airport due to what they describe as a sustained stabilisation of security processing times during August and September, with virtually all passengers during those 2 months passing through security screening in less than 30 minutes. The changes introduced over recent days include removing one of the two tented structures which were set up in early June to provide cover for any passengers who had to queue outside, and the reopening of the departures road at Terminal 1 to traffic. There's been a resumption of bus drop-offs and pick-ups, including long-term car park shuttle buses from Terminal 1. Work to remove and alter the tented structure was completed last week, with the Terminal 1 departure road reopening to traffic from last Thursday morning. Ryanair has announced a new route to Cluj as part of its expanded winter schedule following Blue Air's recent suspension of this route. The new route will start with a twice-weekly service from November 1st. Ryanair also has their passenger numbers for September, where the airline carried 15.9 million passengers, a 49% increase on the 10.6 million carried in September 2021. The load factors in September 2022 was 94% on the 88,850 flights operated by the airline. Ryanair has now carried 153 million in the last 12 months. Ryanair also announced a more extensive Shannon schedule for summer 23, with a third-based aircraft which will serve 24 routes, including two new routes to Béziers and Newcastle. For the past 35 years, Ryanair has operated from Shannon. They've carried over 18 million passengers and invested heavily in the region, recently opening a state-of-the-art three-bay maintenance facility. This 10 million euro investment created 200 high-skill local jobs. The total Ryanair direct employees at Shannon will be almost 300 direct, that's 200 in the hangar and 90 crew and pilots. Funfly Aerosport Flying Club, based at Clonbillogue, recently welcomed RTE presenter Evelyn O'Rourke to their base in County Offaly. She was keen to talk to members about the club and their unique approach to affordable flying. Several club members were interviewed in the item, which was broadcast on Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. Funfly was established to offer affordable access to flight training in the local area. They have a fleet of four ICP Savannah S aircraft and eight instructors. About half of the members are students, while the other half are already qualified pilots who can rent the aircraft using the club's online booking system. Weather permitting, they operate 7 days a week and offer the EASA LAPL and PPL licences.
So Mark, we are sitting here in the glorious sunshine. Describe exactly where we are.
Today we are down in a place called Clonbillogue, County Offaly, the home of the Irish Parachute Club and also Funfly Aerosports. And as you can see by the surroundings, we have a beautiful day, so it's the ideal place to be on a day like today.
So unexpected. You see this green runway all around.
Yes, a lot of people are associated airfields and flight training schools with tarmac runways in an industrial and very corporate world. So as you can see, it's relaxed, it's fun. Our aircraft are designed for this type of environment, for short grass fields, long grass fields, tarmac, it doesn't matter. But it's a great place to learn. We call it, basically, it's grassroots flying.
And that interview can be heard in full on the RTE radio player and on a link on flyinginireland.com. After an extended break, this week the Airline Pilot Club will start their Tuesday webinar series. To start the series on October 11th, Ryanair's Deputy Head of Training, Captain Steve Gibson, will join the webinar to discuss the Ryanair Group Cadet Pilot Assessment Day. Steve will talk about the preparation pack sent to applicants before the assessment day and explain how to use this pack to your advantage properly. Besides this, he'll cover the general structure of the day, how the Ryanair team manage it, and how you can best make an impression during your assessment. Aer Lingus has announced a return to Hartford, Connecticut, with a daily direct service from Dublin as the airline continues to rebuild and grow its transatlantic network. This follows the recent announcement of Cleveland, Ohio, a brand new North American destination for Aer Lingus, and will also operate as part of its summer 2023 schedule. Hartford marks Aer Lingus' 16th transatlantic route from Ireland. The city is the capital of Connecticut and is often referred to as the insurance capital of the world. Hartford is home to the Mark Twain House, where the author wrote his most famous works. And close by in New Haven, Connecticut, is Yale University, one of the most prestigious American Ivy League universities. The New England Aviation Museum is adjacent to the airport and houses a Sikorsky VS-44A, the sole remaining commercial transoceanic four-engine flying boat, which operated to Foynes. Staying with Aer Lingus, they say that last month's IT outage impacted 32,000 passengers and that it has received around 7,500 applications for compensation. Senior executives from the airline have appeared before the Oireachtas Committee on Transport and Communications. The committee was told that 91% of applications for compensation have been processed and the remaining 700 applications would be processed by the end of the month. Aer Lingus would not say how much money had been paid out in compensation and refunds, but that it was in the millions of euros. Aer Lingus is seeking compensation from multinational Kyndryl over a systems failure when it's reported that builders had accidentally cut a fibre optic cable used by Kyndryl and that a network card used in its backup system was not functioning, leaving the airline with no passenger information for hours. Lufthansa Cargo announced additional capacities on its medium-haul network on converted A321 freighters. Its second aircraft will enter service in October. The capacity offers a payload of 28 tonnes to meet the growing demand for e-commerce solutions and same-day deliveries. The carrier will increase Frankfurt-Dublin to 5 times weekly, operating via Birmingham and Manchester inbound and outbound, depending on the day of operation. Just over 2.7 million passengers travelled through Dublin Airport in September 22, an increase of 1.4 compared to 2021, and 91% of the passenger numbers seen pre-pandemic in September 2019. According to Ryanair CEO Eddie Wilson, Cork Airport could get additional routes next summer as it finalises plans with Ryanair. Mr. Wilson commented at an event celebrating Ryanair's 35th year in business in Cork. Emirates announced the appointment of Mr. Tani Al-Ansari to the position of country manager in Ireland. Mr. Al-Ansari is currently the country manager of Kuwait and Iraq and will take up his new role on November 1st. A €3,000 tax on luxury emissions should be imposed on private jets departing Irish airports to change the behaviour of the wealthy living carbon-intensive lifestyles. According to Sinn Féin Senator Lynn Boylan, luxury emissions must be pursued to demonstrate to broader society that we are serious about a just transition. Raising the issue in the Shannon on Thursday last, Ms. Boylan said that Switzerland plans to tax private jet flights and Canada now imposes a luxury tax on selling and importing high-value cars, planes and boats. She said that in 2019, almost 6,000 private aircraft departed from Irish airports. AerCap Holdings and Boeing announced the milestone delivery of the 100th contracted 737-800 Boeing converted freighter. The 100th 737-800 BCF was converted at Boeing Shanghai Aviation Services, home of the first 737 conversion line. AerCap Cargo has 65 firm orders and a further 9 options for the aircraft. In other news, AerCap believes it has a valid claim for the loss of 116 aircraft and 23 spare aircraft engines that the company has failed to recover from Russian operators since the 25th of February, the day after Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine. The challenge facing AerCap has been set out in legal papers filed at the High Court in London, where the case pits the Irish company against one group of insurers led by AIG of the US and another led by the Lloyd's of London insurance market. The group led by AIG argue that the decision to retain the aircraft was political, which could put it outside the scope of their coverage. Remember, if you have club news, tell your PR to include us in their emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie, and you'll always get the latest news on flyinginireland.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.